Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
And so it's that time once again where I'm going to count down my personal opinion of my top whatever albums of a given year, because the world is just dying to know.
Hey everybody, welcome to another week of podcasts from Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I'm Patrick Foster. Thanks for tuning in. This is a special week. We're kicking off here the next couple weeks, most likely, maybe even a little longer, when we count down the best of 2022 picks sent in by our listeners. And without our listeners, who are much smarter than we are, I don't know who would listen or what we would do. I want to start off by thanking everybody who took the time to submit picks. We really appreciate that. We've got a nice roster here. We're going to start off with our traditional opener, and then we're going to go in order as these were received. So you could either have sent these in to rock@suburbspod.com email by attaching your voice file there or calling the Suburban Party line. And we've got a mix of those, and we are going to get things underway right now. The man, the myth, the legend.
He's got it. The man, myth, and the legend. Steve Rattlers from Scotland. He's got it. Man, myth, and the legend. Known as Steve Rattlers. Is about to serve.
Hi Jim and Patrick, faithful interns, and Patrick's on and off true friend Shadow. It's Stephen Routledge here calling from Scotland with my best of 2022 picks. A year of highs, such as getting to meet so many of you in person at Suburbs Fest DC, and lows, what with the 5 weeks in hospital and the attendant ongoing issues related to that. But, as ever, a bumpy year of new music. My song of the year is The Moods That I Get In by King Hannah from their album I Was Sorry I Was Just Being Me. Much like the album as a whole, it is a moody piece and one that defies being able to play a clip that adequately captures the genius and beauty of it. A long, very slow blues groove that opens up into a still slow but uplifting Crazy Horse style jam. At nearly 8 minutes long, it requires a good chunk of your attention, but it's totally worth it. If you're going to play a clip, try going from 5 minutes in, which will give you a flavour of the Crazy Horse part of the song. Album of the year is one I have to thank Kevin Clement and my musical mind meld brother Justin Steiner for encouraging me to listen to. Autofiction is the new album from Britpop's John the Baptist Suede. given that I consider Dogman Star as second to only OK Computer as the best album of the 90s. When I say that this album, as Kevin assured me, harks back to the glory days of the early and mid-90s, it is the highest of praise. It just keeps throwing track after track at you, with no dip in the quality. I picked What Am I Without You as one of my new music picks this year. So this time, play Personality Disorder. Seems appropriate after all. If you'll forgive the plug, anyone wanting to hear a much deeper dive into my albums of the year, then check out my friend Terry Smith's podcast Music Talks, where we break down each of our top 10. Well, that'll do for 2022. As ever, I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have chosen and what new music 2023 brings forth. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs. Day.
The pale lights on the bedroom wall.
Hello, Patrick, Jim, interns, and members of the Suburbs Pod community. This is Eric Lorenz from Lincoln, Illinois, checking in with my year-end picks for 2022. So my pick for album of the year is Lucifer on the Sofa by Spoon from all the way back in February. I really like how Spoon focuses on guitar-driven indie rock for this album after exploring a more synthy sound on 2017's Hot Thoughts. Some of my favorite songs from this album are The Hardest Cut, which EPJ talked about back on episode 1376, as well as Wild, Feels Alright, and On the Radio. Before I suggest the song I'd like to hear from this album, though, I want to give honorable mention to a couple of other guitar-driven indie albums from 2022 that I really liked. They are Happening, the shoegazy debut album by Launder, and When the Wind Forgets Your Name, Built to Spill's first album of original material in 7 years, and also their first album on the Sub Pop label. Getting back to Spoon, the song I'd like to hear is Held, which is the album opener on Lucifer on the Sofa. Held is a cover of a 1999 song from Bill Callahan's Smog, although Spoon's version is much more guitar-forward. This song has special significance for me because I was able to see Spoon twice in 2022, and on both occasions they opened with Held.
First time in my life, jets fly.
My favorite song for the year is Who Put You Up to This, the opening track from Sunflower Bean's album Headful of Sugar, released in May 2022. This song starts off with about 20 seconds of acoustic guitar and ethereal vocals before stepping things up with a heavy, club-friendly bass line. Sprinkle in a couple of psychedelic guitar bursts here and there, and you've got a real winner in my view. Honorable mention goes to the very next song on the album, In Flight, and to the album Headful of Sugar as a whole. Well, that's all I've got for 2022. Thanks for another great year, and I'm looking forward to more Rocking the Suburbs in 2023.
Thank you very much to Eric and Steven for contributing those picks. Just to recap, Steven's album of the year is Autofiction by Suede, and his song, The Moods That I Get In, from King Hannah. And Eric went with Sunflower Bean for his song, Who Put You Up to This, from their Head Full of Sugar album. And he went with Spoon's Lucifer on the Sofa as album of the year. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back with two more picks tomorrow. The best of 2022 rolls on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick's On and Off True Friend Shadow.